What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
201 here in the Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer.
Lugie.
888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call for the next 3 hours. Here on the overnight, as we bring you at 5 a.m. Alan Jerry and the warm-up show. Let's do a little history lesson, shall we? Because I am Tommy the History Buff. Last year, Eastern Conference Finals, Game 1. The no biggie game. And I promise you there'll be no... Well, there might be a no... I haven't even broken out a no biggie yet. So it's been a minute. So I might bust one out, just to bust one out. But... Game one last year, I said it was no biggie when the Knicks lost game one. It ended up being a biggie, but at the time, to me, it didn't feel like a biggie, even though it was a heartbreaking loss to the Pacers. That's definitely something you want to avoid in this series. And I think it has the rest versus rust. The Knicks have been resting. So there could be that rust. And then if you compare it to the momentum that the Cavs have, having just played a game where they completely took apart the Pistons. And it's rest versus momentum. And with rest, you can have some rust. And going into this series, before we knew the opponent, I thought the Knicks, if they faced Detroit on the road, I could see a little bit of rust, especially in the first quarter or two. They would shake it off, but it might be halftime before that happens. You're on the road, you haven't played a game in a week or so, so there's a feeling of, hey, they might not come out guns blazing. Understandable, considering the layoff. But under the bright lights of the Mecca, Madison Square Garden, I don't see that being the same. They'll feed off the energy of the crowd, which should be off the charts. Because I think the Knicks fan, my fellow Knicks fan, is not only confident, they're cocky, they're feeling it. They know this team is going to the finals. It feels like it's a coronation. It's going to be a long party here. This is just going to be, in many ways, a one-sided series. That's just the overall vibe that I'm feeling, and that's how I feel about it. So I don't think the Knicks will have that type of start that they might have had against Detroit with this layoff. I think they come out right away, out of the gates, swinging and playing their best basketball. But they need to finish. And they have to avoid what happened last year in Game 1. Because Cleveland can get hot, especially from three. And they have a guy in Donovan Mitchell who could drop 40 in a blink of an eye. He could be like Halliburton, where he gets red hot, doesn't miss, and can carry a team in the fourth quarter. So they have a finisher. They have a guy that scares you, that's for sure. And even to a degree, Harden, especially early in a series. We know in closeouts, forget about it, he sucks. But early in a series, Harden can give you a 30-point game and carry you to a win. Where Detroit did not have any of those closers. They just had a physical team that used brute force that matched up pretty well against the Knicks. Certainly you saw that last year in the playoffs, which I put more stock in than what happened in the regular season. The Cavs, on the other hand, are softer, especially with their bigs, and I think the Knicks will be able to take full advantage of that. I also think they're soft mentally, quite frankly. They have a sports loser in James Harden, and they have now come off back-to-back seven-game series. And even though Sunday was a rocking chair game for them, it seemed like they were it was a scrimmage in some ways. They didn't exactly have to exert a lot of energy. And if they hit their free throws, they would have won by 70. So it wasn't like it was a down-to-the-wire overtime game. They used all their blood, sweat, and tears just to get to the Knicks. They didn't have to do that. But still, seven games is seven games. Back-to-back series, 14 games. The Knicks have played 10, and they haven't played one in well over a week. So at some point, that's going to catch up to the Cavs. And I think the Knicks will wear them out, and I think this series will be over quite quickly. But you still got to avoid that game one, because they've had one this year against the Hawks in game two. Huge lead, bad execution in the final 7 minutes. They opened the door for Atlanta to turn it into a series. And at one point, the Knicks were down in the series 2-1. Cleveland is better than Atlanta. If you give them those opportunities, they will be able to take advantage of it more than Atlanta was. Even though Atlanta did pretty good with it, Cleveland could take even more advantage of that. I don't see it happening, but we've seen it happen. So there's always that possibility that it can. And if it does, especially in game one, you know the deal with the Knicks in game one in series. They got to win that one to win the series. This team is probably built different, but who the heck wants to be down 1-0? Especially when you have home court. You're the better team. You're playing better basketball than them. Don't allow the Cavs to sneak in the door if you leave it open a little bit. Slam it in their face. Throw the first punch, throw a big punch, set the tone for the series, win game one in convincing fashion, and remind everybody who hasn't seen the Knicks for a minute just exactly who they are and how great they've been playing. With their prolific three-point shooting and their defense, which has been absolutely outstanding. And a big credit goes to Mike Brown, which is going to be my next point here. This is a legacy series for him. This is the one. This is the, hey, this was the right hire. Hey, this was the wrong hire series. If he wins it, he's the toast of the town. He is in the good graces of Knicks fans for life. If he loses it, the Tibbs supporters will come out of the woodworks and say, well, They could have beat the Sixers with Tibbs. They could have beat the Hawks with Tibbs. They could have won 53 games with Tibbs. Why'd they have to fire him? They shoot too many three-pointers. You know the deal. That has been silenced for a long time, but that will be a topic. If the Knicks lose this series. They won't, but if they do. I'm supremely confident that the Knicks will take care of the Cavs and take care of them in short order. I think it's going five. I think it's a gentleman's sweep. Knicks will take the first two. They'll lose one in Cleveland, and then they'll wrap it up in five. I don't see where Cleveland has a advantage in this series. I really don't. They were able to beat Detroit because Detroit doesn't have a second superstar. They can't knock down shots. The Knicks can. They can match firepower with the Cavs, and they have more of it. They can match defense, and they're better defensively. They have more depth. They have the home court. They're tougher.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say, "We're really doing this." But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
All the ingredients that you need to win a championship, the Knicks have. Health, depth, great three-point shooting, strong defensively, star power, chemistry, experience, an experienced head coach, home court in the Eastern Conference Finals, which didn't do them any good last year. But you know what? They weren't that great at home last year. They were more of a road warrior team. This year they've been, and it's funny too, because I'm just thinking about this now. All year long, I was, and I'll own this one, but it ended up where Detroit embarrassed themselves in a game 7, which I didn't see coming. This is throughout the year. I wanted the Knicks to have the one seed because I wanted home court throughout. I wanted to have home court in the Eastern Conference Finals because the Knicks have been unbelievable at MSG all year. And I thought that was important. Where last year they were more like road warriors. So I was like, wherever they play, they play. I wanted the home court for this series. So all year long, I was like, if they could just get the one seed, get the one seed. Turns out they didn't need to have the one seed because the one seed completely flamed out in game 7 in their building. And the Knicks, not even being a top 2 seed, are now hosting the Eastern Conference Finals. So all's well that ends well. Because through all the ups and downs and the roller coaster ride and an NBA Cup and a bad stretch after that and the team taking off after the deadline and having another 50-plus win year, all of the windy roads, not getting the one seed, the team meeting after they were embarrassed at home by the Mavs on Martin Luther King Day, which sent them on a winning streak. Through all of that, they have the one seed. And they have home court. Or they have the home court. They didn't have the one seed, but they have home court now. Even though they don't have the one seed. And perhaps Detroit going for it like they did ended up being their undoing. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It's after hours. Loogie here in the late night. Let's go to Michael in Patterson, New Jersey. What's up, Mike?
Yeah, I wanted to really call in about the Knicks.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say Yankees point. So
Go ahead.
I think Shamit should get more minutes.
Yeah, look, Shamit's a pro. You know, whenever he's called upon, he's going to perform. The Knicks have a luxury in terms of their team right now. They roll about 10 deep. They could even go deeper than that if they wanted to. I like Shamit a lot. I think the series will dictate it. I think the way the scenarios play out, you know, but I'm never going to complain if Shamit gets more minutes.
And I think on the Yankees, Plitler, I think the guy is crazy. He's doing the best in MLB right now. But on Ben Rice, if either he could play catcher, maybe he could try Volpe at first. Maybe Volpe could try playing catcher.
Well, I mean, I don't see either one of those. I mean, you have Goldschmidt
thank
at
you.
First.
Great show.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. Yeah, I wouldn't. I don't see that. I think Volpe could end up being a utility guy, but I don't see him over at first base. Hey, Goldschmidt's your guy. He's a borderline Hall of Famer. Does he ever make out against the lefty? Gives you professional at-bats no matter what. Find a lefty at first that you can platoon him with if you want to, and put Rice behind the dish. At first, I thought he was going to suggest Volpe as a catcher. I'd buy a ticket for that. That would be must-see TV. And look, Volpe had a good weekend. It didn't end well, but he had a good weekend. Reached base a lot. He walked a ton. He's playing to try to get his job back. He's not going to get it back, but he's playing with that in his mind, I'm sure, as any competitor would. But the reality is Anthony Volpe is not the starting shortstop anymore. Caballero is. And that edge that Caballero brings is missing right now. Jose Caballero, that is, brings a just total different style of play that this team lacks when he is not out there. The speed, the grit, the toughness, the energy. It's lacking when he's not in the lineup. The defense, all of that. And Volpe held his own this weekend, but he's not Caballero. I could see a role for Volpe on this team, for sure. But it's not as the starting shortstop. As soon as Caballero gets back, which sounds like it's going to be in a couple days after his IL stint is over, or the minimal days are completed, I expect him back, and I expect Volpe to either find a utility role, or he's going to be sent back down. But I would shake some things up if I was Boone. I would absolutely bench Wells. He is not a productive player. He's just lost out there. He is a dead out. He is a frustrating out. He is a frustrating player. He's just not getting it done. They need to lengthen this lineup. They need to add depth to this lineup. You can't always rely on a Judge homer or a Rice homer or a Bellinger double. They need, when you get to the bottom of this order, they need more productive players. And whether that's switching some things up or making trades, which you're not going to be able to do right this second, you're going to have to wait on that. Like, this is all big picture with the Yankees. Like, they lost the series. They're not playing well. It's a series that the Mets needed way more than the Yankees did, especially in the manner in which the Mets won it. Like, that was so important for the Mets. Down 3, one out to go to tie the game and win it in the 10th and ultimately finish what was a great homestand in thrilling fashion to get the performance from Williams in the top of the inning, for Bench to get the walk-off, for the excitement, for all the positive vibes that this team is feeling right now. The Mets had to continue that momentum, especially after the April they had. The Yankees, they're just going through the regular season. They'll win their 90-plus games, and then they'll take their chances in October. But you could still do things throughout the year, personnel-wise, to give you a better shot in October. Like, they ran it back. That was their decision. But you could see this team and say, all right, there are still warts, there are still holes, and they have to address that throughout the year. They didn't want to address in the offseason because they brought everybody back. Well, they have to look around and say, you know what? We have a bad bottom of the order. We have a bad bullpen. And we need to fix those. Now, I think Chisholm will hit. So if you gave me one guy that's struggling right now in the lineup that I think will hit, I think it's Chisholm. I don't know about in the clutch, but he'll hit. He'll put up his numbers. He's pressing right now. He had a good weekend, but he's pressing overall. Jazz will get it going. The numbers that you expect from him won't be 50-50 that he threw out there, which was an interesting choice, but that's Jazz being Jazz. I don't have a problem with a player being confident, especially in a contract year, trying to make the big bucks, trying to be a Yankee for life, all good. But his struggles have been tough because you are relying on him to extend that lineup. And when you have a bunch of guys hitting near or under 200, that's not a good thing. And then the bullpen, which is already overtaxed, and it's going to get worse because Fried is out. Cole is coming back, but he's not going to give you a lot of length. Rodon is not going to give you a lot of length. So the bullpen is going to continue to get taxed and taxed and taxed. There's going to be attrition. And Cashman must address this. He addressed it last year after Williams and Weaver struggled a lot throughout the year. He got Duvall. He got Bird. He got Bednar. He beefed up his pen. Well, now he's going to have to do it again as Bednar, Bird, and Duvall are struggling. The positive is the Yankees are going to win 90-plus games. They're going to have a great summer. The place is going to be packed. They're going to hit a ton of home runs. They have two of the brightest young stars in the game on their team in Schlittler and Rice. They have an all-world generational-type player in Aaron Judge. They are a great car driving down the road. But sometimes with them, when you open the hood, it tells a different story. And that's why they don't win close games. That's why they struggle against the good teams. They struggle in extra innings. They don't do the little things, the fundamentals, especially late innings, close games. And those are the things that they're going to have to rectify before October gets here. Because otherwise, it's going to be a similar script for them. So the positive is, after a brutal 10-game stretch, a bad weekend for the Yankees, the positive is the team is, what, 9 games over .500? They're going to win 90-plus games. They're going to have a fun summer. They're going to hit a lot of home runs. By no means are they going to miss the playoffs or anything crazy like that. They should win the division as long as they handle the Rays, especially in the heads-up matchups. Like, they have to handle them there. And that's assuming Tampa plays this well throughout the year, which they might. They could. My lean is they won't. I'd actually be more worried about Toronto getting hot than I would Tampa sustaining this, but for now, Tampa's gotten off to a great start. I figured they'd have a better year. I didn't think they'd be this good. Going back to the Trop certainly has helped them, and I thought it would, but not. I thought they'd win like 80, 82 games. They're certainly on pace for way more than that. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours, Loogie in the Late Night here on The Fan. Let's go to Stuart in Brooklyn. What's up, Stuart?
I'm tired of Boom. I'm tired of his decisions. I watched that ninth inning. And when he threw that ball and he hit the ball, I freaked out, Tommy. I freaked out. I said, I had enough of this. This is ridiculous, man. And you're right. The bottom of the lineup, especially Austin Wells, please find somebody else. There's got to be somebody else out there that can produce offensively. That bottom of the lineup is how terrible. How terrible is that bottom of that lineup?
Yeah, it's not good. And look, you can't. Oh, it's. You have Rice, you have Judge, you have Bellinger, and you have Stanton when he gets back. Outside of those guys,
when is he coming back?
What's
any word?
Yeah, I think it might have actually been not a setback, but I think something else kind of popped up, and it's going to be a little longer
there's
than they first.
Always something.
Well,
like
yeah,
that,
with Stanton, there's always something. But
every year.
But Stuart, you know the deal with Stanton. You I want know. Him to be the healthiest.
In October.
Correct. So you're not worried about him in May. You're not worried about him in June. So if he takes his time to get back, whatever. This team's still going to win 90-something games with or without him.
You want to know what, though, Tommy? I'm tired of the press conferences.
Oh, you're tired
I'm
of Boone.
I'm tired of the whole spiel. You want to know what? And I'm tired of Brian Cashman, and I'm tired of Aaron Boone. Because you want to know what? It's the same stupid decisions in-game that drives me nuts. With his in-game decisions and Grisham, $22 million for what?
Terrible deal.
$22 million could have gone to another bullpen arm or two.
Well, they didn't. You know what it is? They didn't think your boy Cashman didn't think he would accept the qualifying offer, and they were caught with their pants down.
Hey, you wanna know
and
what?
Now they have Grisham here batting 180.
He'll be lucky if he hits near 200. Near 200, he'll be lucky if he hits. And I'm telling you, his defense is great. But the thing is, what I wanted to see, Bellinger and Senna, Dominguez enough. And when Dominguez gets hurt, you bring up Spencer
yeah.
Jones.
Stuart, here's what I'm going to do for you, my friend. I am going to get in contact with some of these players that you just mentioned. And I'm going to see if they want to get in your spaceship and go out of town. That's really what it is. Because you want to get rid of Wells. I assume you want to get rid of Jazz. I assume you want to get rid of Grisham. You want Cashman gone. You want Boone gone. Volpe, I would imagine, is on that list as well. Bednar. So you're going to either have to get a bigger spaceship or you're going to have to take terms. They're going to have to like drop people off. Then you got to have to get some gas in that spaceship and then send them back out and then bring them back when they're ready. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Rob in Corum. What's up, Rob?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call. So listen, everybody wants to, you know, boof on Austin Wells. He's an elite defensive catcher. He ranks number one in defensive run stands right now. He's an elite pitch framer. He controls the running game. He handles the pitching staff. He's fantastic. The only thing that you can do is get a really good bench bat and pinch hit for him in big spots until he gets his stroke back.
He definitely is great defensively, no doubt about it. But the thing is, though, Rob, is it when you have this many holes in the lineup, it's tough to even though he plays great defensively, it's tough to live with the lack of offense when other guys are struggling as well. You know what I mean? Like, you can't have four or five hitters that aren't doing it.
Those other problems without disrupting the entire pitching staff, who seems to really be, always be on the same page with him. And you know what I mean? Without tipping the scales too much, you fix the other problems. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but how would you... Okay, so how would you go about fixing those other problems?
Well, Goldschmidt's got to play more, first of all.
100%.
You know what I mean?
Well, that's why I figured you put Rice at catcher and play Goldschmidt at first.
Yeah, Rice is not... You're not going to get the same defensive production out of Rice. You know what I mean?
I understand that, but you're going to get the great offensive production out of him, and you're going to get better first base defense, and you're going to get better production between Goldschmidt and Rice than you are Rice and Wells.
But Rice is playing so well, you don't want to...
You think that would disrupt him at the plate?
What he's doing.
I guess it could. I agree with you. No, listen. I agree.
Labor, you know what I mean?
Yeah, listen. If Rice's offense was to take a major hit, then I absolutely would not mess with that for sure, because he's your second best hitter for sure. But
absolutely,
Wells is such a problem offensively, and like
That's
I said,
I'm saying,
if eight guys were hitting, you could live with it. Yeah,
get a good bench bat, and when it comes up to a big spot, you're like, all right, pinch hit. You know what I mean? This is the guy.
Yeah, because it feels like, especially when you're struggling, it feels like Wells is always coming up in these big spots after big spots after.
Yeah.
And it just keeps.
Here we go again, right?
But you know what, though, Rob? To me, it's like Wells had an opportunity against Manaea after he walked Volpe. He had an opportunity there to break the game open, break his slump, and he swung early in the count and just completely ruined any momentum the Yankees had. And that was their chance to just blow the game open. He's just such a if you are a fan of the Yankees, which you are, he is just such a tough watch when he's at the dish right now.
I don't disagree. I don't disagree, but I do not want to lose what he does behind the dish.
And I respect that, and it's a tough problem that the Yankees have right now. It's a conundrum, no doubt. And I thought about this with the Mets last year. When they had no offense and only defense and center and catcher, and I said, listen, I can live with it if one of those positions are hitting. If you want to tell me the center fielder is tremendous and the catcher, he's great defensively, but he can't hit. Okay, fine. I can live with that. But right now, the Yankees aren't getting offensive production out of center or catcher. They are both great defensively. But then, okay, then Jazz has got to start hitting. McMahon, he's not going to hit. Even if he has his little spurts, he's not going to hit throughout the year. He's not good. They have a lot of issues in this lineup that they are going to have to fix at some point. And I don't see outside of Jazz any of them being self-corrected. Jazz is pressing. His numbers will be there. Grisham, if you look at his career, this is closer to what he is than last year, which was clearly a career year, an aberration. Wells, I feel like, has been awful for a while now. He is just brutal. McMahon, I would be stunned if he's the starting third baseman in the second half of the year. I just don't know how you can continue to go to this guy. He has a role in the team as a bench player, defensive replacement. And we agree with each other. Goldschmidt needs to be in the lineup more and more and more. Borderline Hall of Famer, phenomenal against lefties, professional, gives you great at-bats. He's awesome defensively. That's why I would... How about you try it for a game or two? Put Rice behind the plate for a couple games. Put Goldschmidt at first. See if it works. Could experiment a little bit. I understand Rice is a prized possession. You don't want to mess with that. But it's not like you can go to Ascara. And this goes back to not having a good backup, too. Ascara's not a major leaguer. So you can't even say, well, let's go to the... Because just to tie it in, because they're a local team. If Alvarez, who's hurt now, is not hitting, okay, you can go to Torrens, who is not only a wizard defensively, but could give you a hit every once in a while, too. Ascara's just... useless. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Ed is in Mohegan here on After Hours. What's up, Ed?
What do you say? You know what? I called you last week and said you got to fire Jazz, and I was wrong. I was aggravated, but with Wells, look, he really has to go. I was looking at his numbers, and look, the Yankees have the most runs scored in the American League. They're number five or six overall. But they could have, if it, having a catcher is going to mean an extra three games, maybe four games. I mean, he has six RBIs in 41 games. That's, Volpe has three in four.
Yeah.
Three RBIs in four games. Dominguez has four RBIs in nine games. He has six RBIs in 41. That's 41 starts. Not appearances, starts. That's ridiculous. Five RBIs, and you're the starting catcher on the New York Yankees, where there's always guys on base? No. That's not acceptable.
He's been atrocious. I mean, and I agree with you.
JC.
Yeah, I guess. But, I mean, I agree with you. Like, to me, when you are the Yankees and you have the payroll they have and just the brand that they have and the success that they've had, when you have non-competitive, like third base is a major issue, catcher is a major issue, center is an issue, how is that possible?
McMahon. I can deal with McMahon for the rest of the year.
Really?
The defense is off the charts. If I had
to... Wells is good defensively, too.
But he's not putting up anything.
I mean, Ryan McMahon, I know he had that nice stretch, but it's not like Ryan McMahon is giving you any, especially lately, he's dropped off dramatically.
No, he has dropped off.
Hitless in his last, like, 20 at-bats.
Yeah. Look, I get it. He's not doing the job.
Batting 183.
But up with it. He still needs to replace him, but I could put up with it. I mean, I don't know how, I'm sure they'll work it out, but yeah, I mean, Wells definitely got to go. I just don't see, and there's guys out there to be had. You know, you think Detroit would trade Dingler or maybe the backup in L.A.? If
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if Detroit, and this is the thing you run into with the expanded postseason. Obviously, Scooble's out for a while. They'll get him back, whatever it is, in a couple months. That division is pathetic. So I don't know if Detroit feels like they're out of it. So I don't see the Tigers selling unless the wheels truly fall off there. So I don't know about them. But, yeah, if you could find one of these bottom feeder teams, would the Rockies ever move off of Goodman? I don't know. But they're a young team. I don't know where they're at in terms of, like, selling players or trying to keep some of their – but, you know, Goodman, obviously an all-star catcher. You got to find somebody that can produce here. And defensively is great, but you're – usually that's for your backup catcher. You need your starting offensive catcher, especially when you're on the Yankees, to hit. He can't be hitting 173.
Right. No, of course. And it's the number, it's the RBIs as well. The runs, everything. The home runs. And he has to be able to work with the pitching staff. That's another reason you got to make a decision. You don't want to make a change. I wouldn't wait till the trade deadline to make a change in catcher. You got to give this guy time to work with the staff. You don't know who it's going to be right now, the way these guys are going down. You know, you don't know. I mean, it could wind up being, look, I hate to say it, but it could wind up being Schwitler, Weathers, and Warren. If something happens with Cole and Fried.
You know, yeah, I mean, listen, happen. It's so hard to, I mean, Gerrit Cole hasn't even gotten back yet to the big leagues yet, so it's hard to even speculate on what he'll be, what he won't be. Fried,
no,
he got
even more reason to get the catcher situation taken care of. Now.
Yeah, but they don't. They're always slow to the punch. It just feels like they are always slow. But so it's Boone and Cashman are still the same guys there. So what makes you think Caballero was like a rare instance where they actually moved on something?
They did it different with Caballero.
Yeah.
Nobody saw that coming.
Yeah.
That's not Boone and Cashman.
Yeah, but an injury opened the door for that. Wells is healthy. I'm not wishing anybody to get hurt, but my point is that
any other year, Volpe would have been back in that spot.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But Caballero was also given the opportunity because Volpe was hurt. It opened the door for Volpe to lose his scholarship. Wells is still on a scholarship. And the Yankees, it just feels like it takes for they get there eventually. And maybe that's just the patience of which is true. Hey, look, we're going to win 90-something games. We're going to get to the postseason. We are as good a regular season team as baseball has, and postseason, of course, but regular season for this conversation, as baseball has seen since the early 90s. We win, we win, we win, we win. So we can be more patient than other teams. Even though the fan base, and rightfully so at times, feels like the sky is falling, and a 3-7 stretch in the last 10 games, when your bullpen ERA has been well over 4, your lineup consists of multiple guys on the interstate, And you just know it's not sustainable to just hang your hat on, as great as they are, Rice, Judge, Bellinger, even Stanton. You got to make sure that he is completely healthy come October. That's not a given. So there needs to be changes, not just to the pen, but this lineup. The only guy that I feel confident that could self-correct, that could actually give you a really good offensive year is Jazz. That's the only guy that I feel confident in turning it around. I have no confidence in Wells. McMahon is not turning it around. McMahon hasn't gotten a hit. He's 0 for his last, like, 26 or something like that. It's bad. And he's batting 183. And that includes hitting like 300 for a couple weeks there. So that just tells you how, and you know, it's been that awful for him. Grisham, no good. It's a lot of dead outs. Now, as far as the pitching staff, I mean, you laid it out there, but like Schlittler to me is as good as it gets right now in the sport. Like, he is up there with the best of the best. Warren has been incredible. Freed, you didn't get maybe the greatest news, but you didn't get the worst news on his return in terms of his injury. Cole will be back soon. What Garrett Cole you get, I don't know, but he's still not going to have to be thrusted into the ace role of this team, so that certainly helps. You're not looking for 7-8 shutout innings from Garrett Cole to save this rotation. Weathers has been good. Rodon, look, you know the deal. It could be awful. It could be amazing. You know, that could be in the same season, the lack of consistency. And so far, in his first two starts, he's not been good. But even if Rodon is a nothing, you have Schlittler, you have Warren, you have Cole, you'll get Freed back. That's a lot of firepower in the rotation. But the guys that come out of the bullpen after those dudes are done, scary, and not in a good way. They can't have, and I don't think they will, but they can't have the arrogance in, we ran it back, we're going to prove everybody wrong, look how great we were to start the year, look at this rotation, look at our star power with Judge and Rice. They can't lean on that in October. Because good teams with good pitching will find a way to work around the two great hitters in the middle of the order. They need more depth. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. I see people that want to talk Mets, they want to talk Knicks. We will get to both of those topics coming up. I got you for a few hours here on The Fan. It is after hours. We will discuss Mike Brown and how this is a key series for him, as well as we are a day away from the Eastern Conference Finals starting. That is an 8 p.m. start time Tuesday night, which, believe it or not, is tomorrow night. That will be game one of the Eastern Conference Finals, Knicks-Cavs. We will discuss that as well. We got a few more hours here until 5 a.m. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It's after hours. Luke in the late night here on The Fan.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra Strength Recovery, now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Best thing that's ever happened to you financially. Go.
Easy. Sold my car on Carvana. Amazing offer.
Really? I hit 200 on the scratcher.
Did the scratcher come to your house and hand you a check?
No.
How many scratchers did you hit to get that? I hit a button on Carvana.com once.
Okay, that's fair.
It's like the lottery, except you always win.
Not like the lottery at all, actually.
Exactly. Inexplicably good. Offers worth bragging about. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
244 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie. It is After Hours here on The Fan. 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to join the conversation. We'll get back to those calls in just 1 second. But first, The Fan Focus is presented by Chef IQ. Watch the game, not the grill. Get your gear at chefiq.com. Sunday's victory for the Mets was their best win of the year. This was their best series win of the year. And I just love the way this Mets team is fighting. I love the way they're battling. All the come from behind victories, which is a hallmark for a team that is a good team, a team that has positive vibes. And there are a lot of positive vibes surrounding this baseball team right now. And it starts with the two young players. It starts with Ewing. It starts with Bench. Ewing, who has been absolutely terrific ever since being called up here last week. Bench has been their best hitter for about a month now. These two guys, these two young players, have got the Mets arrow pointed in the right direction. And after a very successful homestand, after a 10-5 start to May, the Mets capped off that homestand with one of the most thrilling Subway Series victories of all time, their best win of the year, their first win in, what, 91 chances, trailing going into the ninth inning. So they broke that dubious streak. Things are looking up for the Mets. Riding the wave and momentum of a great homestand, their best win of the year, led by their two young stars, potentially, in a Bench and Ewing. Two cornerstones in this outfield. That's for sure. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to DJ in East Brunswick. What's up, DJ?
Yo, Tommy.
Hey, what's going on?
Rookie. How you doing, brother?
What's happening?
Well, my daughter's going to her first day of preschool tomorrow.
Oh, and very nice. Good luck to her.
Good luck to her. But she was very excited while she was watching the game today. She goes, Daddy, are the Mets going to win? I said, I don't know. It could happen or it could not. She goes, well, if they win, I want to wear A.J. Ewing jersey tomorrow. I said, well, then we'll make it happen. And then sure they're not, we won today. So guess who's going to her first day of preschool in A.J. Ewing jersey tomorrow?
Oh, that's amazing. You know what? I brought this up earlier, DJ, in I think it was in my open, and you go back on the Odyssey app and the rewind function and listen to it. A win like this in the Subway Series, it just allows a Met fan, especially when it's your young players like Benj and Ewing are getting the job done, it allows the fan base to have an extra pep in their step, a smile on their face. They could go purchase a Ewing jersey, AJ Ewing. They can go purchase a Benj jersey. They could walk around school. They could walk around the office. They could walk around wherever it is that they walk around with their head held high. And now they can fall in love with new homegrown players. And that is the circle of life when it comes to baseball. And it's great to see. I'm glad your daughter's getting involved. And Ewing is going to be a very popular player here, the style of play. And also, he's been a good luck charm. Ever since he's gotten called up, the team has been on a roll.
The kid is out, like, fundamentally great for the team.
Yep.
I only had one point to say was, I watch every game with my daughter. We watch every game. We sit there, and she's 4 years old. She sits there and goes, Daddy, do we have a chance? It's baseball. We have no idea. And she, you know, she listens to the fan with me, and she goes, are we that bad? We're not that bad. We're in a rough time right now. What everybody needs to think about is how bad the Yankees are to lose to how bad we supposedly are. Thank you, Tommy. I love you, man.
Well, DJ, listen. The Mets are playing good baseball right now. And you can't look at the team that existed in April because the team that exists in May has one of the best records in baseball in this month. And it wasn't perfect. There was some drop fly balls, drop pop-ups, too many walks on Sunday. It wasn't perfect. But it was gutsy. They showed a lot of heart. They showed a lot of fight. And when you consider the injury to Clay Holmes on Friday, which is a major gut punch to a team that has had a million injuries this year, and Holmes has been their best pitcher, was on his way to the All-Star game. He was just as good as you could ask for. And certainly a feather in the cap of David Stearns. To get that news on Friday that he broke his leg and is going to be sidelined for a while, a long while, for this team to respond like they did, and the performance by Weaver on Saturday took a lot of goyuns, took a lot of heart, and Weaver, when he's on, he has that. He's got stones. Say what you want about him, he's got stones. Williams was terrific in this series. I just highlighted Benj, I highlighted Ewing, and the spark that those guys have provided. Bichette even gave you a hit in the ninth inning, and I expect him to hit. Hopefully this is the one that gets him going. Much like this team needed a spark, and maybe Sunday's that spark that sets them to the next stratosphere. Bichette also needed that spark. He needed something to get him going. And maybe that hit in the ninth inning is the hit. And he can go on a tear for the next month and hit 400. Because he has that type of ability. He's one of the best all-around hitters in baseball. I can't explain why he's struggling. The only thing that I could possibly offer you is that he's pressing. The contract, team is struggling, especially in April. New face in a new city. This is an opportunity to live up to his resume, his reputation, the contract that he was given. Also, he can opt out and sign an even bigger deal. So he's probably put a lot of pressure on himself, and that is resulting in him being not the player that I know, one of the best fastball hitters in the sport, one of the best clutch hitters in the sport, one of the best all-around hitters in the sport. That has not been the case. But by no means do I think this is for some of you fans that are more towards my age, I don't think this is Carlos Baerga 2.0. I don't think this is Robbie Alomar. This is the guy in a prime of his career that is pressing right now. He will break out, and when he does, he's going to break out in a big-time way. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. In terms of the Knicks, I think they win the series in five. The Cavs are soft, both mentally. They're soft as far as in the middle with their bigs. I think the Knicks have a major advantage in terms of their size, in terms of their toughness, in terms of their depth. They obviously have the home court. They will make quick work of the Cavs. I think it's over in five. I think the Knicks are going to make a big-time statement here. They're going to ride the, even though there's been rest, they're going to ride the momentum that they have so far here in the last seven games of this playoffs. In terms of their star power, in terms of their three-point shooting, in terms of their defense, in terms of their chemistry, in terms of their experience, in terms of Mikal Bridges, who's playing his best basketball as a Knick, Karl Anthony Towns is playing his best basketball as a Knick. Anunoby back healthy. They are a runaway freight train. And now it's the Cavs' turns, unfortunately for them, that they are now in the way of the Knicks. I like Kenny Atkinson. I think he's a really good coach. He got a raw deal in Brooklyn. He got completely hosed by the situation that was going on there. He's a good coach. Really good. I love Donovan Mitchell. But James Harden is a sports loser. Allen is soft. Mobley is soft. And the Knicks are going to, I think, control and dominate this series. And it won't be much of a sweat. I think they win it in five. Let's go to Scott in Hamilton. What's up, Scott?
What's up, Tommy? How you been, man?
Good, good. How you been?
I'm good, Tommy. You know, the biggest part that scares me about this series right now is the momentum that the Cavs are going to be carrying through. I get it with, you know, them playing back-to-back-to-back nonstop.
Yep, they've played 14 games so far, seven-game series and back-to-back series. That's going to take its toll on them at some point.
It is, but you also have to look at the Knicks been resting for over a week.
They have?
Yeah, you know, it kind of has me worried. You know, rust is definitely a thing. We've seen it all the time.
Right, but how long would that rust last for? A quarter, maybe two? It's not going to last. What do you think? It's going to last for four or five games? I don't think it's going to last more than a quarter at most.
I'm just hoping. I'm hoping that's the case because this series, for whatever reason, momentum does make a big impact.
It does, and it doesn't. Because if you think about it, like all those great teams through the years, like and I'm not saying the Knicks are in that category. They got to win some championships before they start to be. But those great teams, like the great Laker teams with Shaq and Kobe, they would sweep teams and they would rest forever, and then they would be fine. If you're a great team, and we're going to find out if the Knicks are, they're certainly playing great basketball. You could rest for a month. They're still great when they might have a little bit of rust, but ultimately the cream rises to the top.
I got you, Tommy. But, yeah, that's just my biggest concern.
I hear you.
Just the rust versus momentum.
I get
that. And you've said it, other people have said it, and it kind of has me a bit scared right here.
I would have been more nervous about it on the road against Detroit than I would be at home. I think just the crowd and the energy, I think that will be a lot to get the wind in the sails of the Knicks. Plus, they needed to rest because they needed to get Anunoby. Look, people were saying Anunoby could have played in that series against the Sixers. I'm not sure I was buying that. But he'll be ready to go now. And certainly his importance to this team can't be overstated. He is incredibly important to them, especially against tough opponents. I'm not worried about the rust. I'm really not. If it even exists, it'll be there for a little bit. So I hear what you're saying, but I, for one, am not hung up on it.
I got you. I appreciate the call, Tommy. By the way, I'm at Wawa right now, so yeah.
Oh, really?
Good memories for you. Yeah.
What are you going with?
I got to charge my car.
Gas.
Not gas. I got to charge my car.
Oh well, that's it. Well, when you call it, kind of. Well, I mean, it's not literally gas. So you're just charging your car up because you got one of those tiki cars where he charges his car up. What do they call them?
Hey, you know, it's a good car. It's cheaper than gasoline right now.
So. Well, I mean, buying a plane is cheaper than gasoline right now. I mean, what are we doing? Don't even get me started on commuting around here. Like, I don't even want to get into what's going on, but good luck traveling right now. Unless you're, I guess, Jersey, you're unaffected. But don't worry, you'll be affected too. But if you're out on Long Island right now, you're traveling into the city. And gas, forget about it. Like I said, you could buy a plane, and that's cheaper than filling your gas tank. It's literally going up every day. Is it at $4.50 right now? $4.50. I got to write this down. Remind me in next contract negotiation to bring up gas prices. That's something I'll bring that to the architect. Listen, you know, I mean, why don't you work from home? Okay, sounds good. Actually, I'm not a big work from home guy. I like coming in. I just in a snowstorm or something like that. But I'd rather be here. Especially, it's one thing to do a podcast from home, but when you have callers and the energy of that, I'd rather be in studio. That's just me. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. If you were at Sunday's game or any of the games over the weekend, Met fan, Yankee fan, love to hear from you. Because the energy and the excitement of a Subway Series, you could just feel it through the television. It's been going on for decades, but it still has the same energy and passion, especially amongst the fans. Juan Soto just brings out the best and worst of everybody, as it seems like we're still not over the fact that he picked the Mets over the Yankees, even though he laid it out for Yankee fans, I thought, brilliantly. Right before the series started. He said everything that I said, how the farm system is so amazing, the whole thing. I've been telling you this for years. Now Juan Soto himself told you that. Speaking of Juan Soto did something after this game that is not getting enough attention. We here on After Hours will shine a light on that. That's coming up. The phone number to join the conversation, 888-808-1019. It's Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and save thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. An Autodesk company.